It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, February 27th, and today is the 58th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. Normally, there would be 307 days remaining until the end of the year, but not this year. There are 308, because it's leap year. Today is Marathi Language Day in the Indian state of Maharashtra, which is the birthday of poet, playwright, and novelist Vishnu Vaman Shirodkar. Shirodkar lived from 1912 to 1999. He wrote about freedom, justice, and the emancipation of the deprived. Shirodkar's 1942 collection of lyrics called Vishakha, according to the experts, inspired a generation into the Indian freedom movement, and today it's considered one of the masterpieces of Indian literature. Speaking of languages, last Sunday was a very important day in Bangladesh, Language Movement Day, also called Language Martyrs Day. It's a national day in Bangladesh, a public holiday, and it commemorates protests and sacrifices to protect Bengali as a national language during the Bengali language movement of 1952. UNESCO observes the 21st of February as International Mother Language Day, thanks to Bangladesh. I hope it was a good and moving day for everyone. There was a note in the Sound Kitchen mailbag from Suni Balaran Das in West Bengal, India, to all those observing International Mother Language Day and honoring those who sacrificed their lives for their mother tongue. Language is about a lot more than words, isn't it? And speaking of Bangladesh, my friend Jahangir Alimanto, the president of the Kaptai RFI fan club, has a problem, and I wonder if we can help him. Jahangir has a wonderful garden. Remember the picture of that crazy-looking dragon fruit he sent us? Well, no dragon fruit this season. Not much of anything. Why? That's right, my friends, monkeys. They're cute, but boy, are they little mischief makers. And they are fat little mischief makers close to Jahangir's house. They've eaten just about everything, and Jahangir doesn't know what to do. Anybody out there know how to keep monkeys out of your garden without hurting them? That goes without saying. Send in any ideas you have for Jahangir so he can keep his lovely garden growing. Time for the listener mailbag, which was wonderfully full. First and foremost, look at the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages to see a wonderful drawing from Samia Arshad, a member of the PAC France International Listeners Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan. She represents RFI as a candle because, as Samia says, RFI spreads a message of peace and love. Thank you so much, little sister. Razia Khalid from the RFI Seven Stars Listeners Club in Chinio District, Pakistan, wrote in that spring is starting in Pakistan and asked how we celebrate spring here. What a sad answer I have for you. We don't really have any special spring rituals or celebrations. What about in Pakistan? What do you do? Also from Pakistan, a note from Nazir Aziz in Sheikhupura. He received a World Radio Day certificate from the World Media Forum, and you can see it on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages. Congratulations, Nazir Aziz. And many thanks to Mr. Ashik Iqbal Tokon from Dhaka, Bangladesh, who sent me a recording of the theme song of Shahid Dibash for Language Day. I was happy to listen to it. Thanks again. Thanks, everyone, for keeping in touch.
This is the Sound Kitchen,
where you never know what you'll be served.
All right, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 23rd of January, I told you about an island in the South Pacific that was celebrating its national day called Bounty Day. You were to send in the name of the island and why their national day is called Bounty Day. The answer is, for the name of the island, Pitcairn Island. Pitcairn Island is part of a group of four islands and the only one where people live. These islands are the last British overseas territory in the Pacific. Pitcairn is the smallest democracy on Earth. There are only about 56 souls who live there. Their national day is called Bounty Day because the island was founded by the mutineers aboard the ship called the Bounty in 1790. Most of the inhabitants are descendants of the Bounty mutineers and the Tahitians who are with them. On Bounty Day, the islanders burn a model of the Bounty ship, feast, have a Bounty ball. I have a feeling they know how to have fun. They better, living as isolated as they do. An interesting bit of information from my dear friend Temesgen Muleta in Sene in Ethiopia. He noted that the leader of the mutineers, Fletcher Christian, married a Tahitian woman named Maimiti. He thinks the name must be of Ethiopian origin. He says there are many Ethiopians named Mamite. Interesting to think about, no? The old global family idea. The winners of this week's quiz are Alex Malcolm Akugizibwe from Kampala, Uganda, and Mr. Swopan, who's a member of the RFI fan club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Hailing from Manjai, the Gambia, As Salum Bai is one of the lucky winners. Mr. Mbai sent his answer in a text message to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. You know how to do that? Just call +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. It's that easy. From Jharkhand, India, RFI Listeners Club member S.B. Sharma is a winner. And last but not least, Doseka Fover Livinus Laffin from Bamenda, Cameroon. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. There was a referendum in Bolivia this past week. I want you to tell me what the citizens voted on and what the results were. Again, write in and tell me what the Bolivians voted on this past week, as well as the results of the poll, and include the name of the country's current president. What was the issue? What was the outcome? And what is the name of Bolivia's current president? You have until the 28th of March to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on April 2nd to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
That wraps up this week's Sound Kitchen. Many thanks to my colleague Nicola Doho for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep your cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Rendezvous next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with music my colleague Allison Hurd introduced me to from Somaliland, a territory in the north of Somalia, independent since 1991, but not recognized by one single country or international organization. Goodness knows why. They have a democratic multi-party system, elections, distinct judicial, executive, and legislative bodies. Well, anyway, this lovely singer is named Sara Halgan, and her song is called Guntana. It's about a lover who broke his promise. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Kopti o koe kai al kangari la hain gedigi Bobby.